This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Sharon Caron, founder and CEO of Sharon the Health. I'm your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I first found essential oils 20 years ago, and while becoming an oil educator, folks are skeptical at best and didn't want much to do with those snake oils. Times have changed, and there is quite a buzz. But still, some say it's just a passing fad. The fact is, essential oils are so old, they're new. Did you know hieroglyphics were found on carved walls of tombs in Egypt, showing how oils were used for embalming the bodies of kings, queens, and pharaohs? Yes, for mummification to travel to the afterlife. Also depicted in carved pictures is how these sacred oils were used for emotional healing of the body, mind, and spirit. So what is an essential oil? It's actually the lifeblood of the plant, the immune system of the plant that keeps it alive. The ancient distillation process might look like a giant pressure cooker using steam and under very low pressure, low temperature, to extract this precious blood of trees, leaves, stems, flowers, or even roots of all different types of plants. Oils are very concentrate and volatile. This ancient process actually keeps the immune system intact with all of the constituents in their purest form. The substance from the plant is harmonious with our human body, as animals and plants are all made up of the same types of cells. Essential oils are woven throughout history. Through scripture, we've discovered essential oils were in every part of daily life. They were used as anointing oils to consecrate priests and kings, and also used for beautifying and cleansing. Oils were a common part of life, mentioned more than 500 times in the Bible, with frankincense and myrrh being two of the most popular. In those days, there were no pharmacies, only oils. My favorite quote from scripture is Matthew 2:10. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I believe these wise men were making sure the Christ child would survive. We'll be right back, so stay tuned to hear more about how oils can support you after a word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I'm Sharon Caron, speaking about essential oils to support you. You know, we were put here on the earth with all we need to survive and thrive. Plants play a huge part in our lives. They produce oxygen and glucose as a byproduct of photosynthesis. We eat plants to stay alive and to give us energy. The ancients knew the blood of the plants, flowers, and trees would support a healthy body as well. So how do we use essential oils? There are three basic ways. First, anoint the body directly where the support is needed. For instance, the neck, back, heart, knees, and joints. The second is to disperse oils into the air to breathe using a cold air diffuser. And the third is to inhale concentrated oils directly by dropping 2 to 4 drops of the oil into your palm, rub your hands together, and put them up to your nose with prayer hands. Now breathe in deeply. The oil goes directly from the olfactory nerve in your nose to the amygdala region of the brain in 3 seconds. The amygdala is the seat of your emotions and located in the frontal limbic region. This part of the brain responds to smell. When the scent reaches the amygdala, it acts as communication between the brain and your body. The brain now speaks to the body and instructs it to either relax, energize, and or release anxiety. Each plant has its own instruction. Some oils help to focus our mind to allow us to better receive guidance from our soul. Others may help with feeling supported, mental clarity, healthy nerve function, and to support good sleep patterns. Still, other oils may support good circulation, discourage fluid retention, or to feel more grounded. Not all oils are created equal, and it's imperative that you know the oils you are using are pure without toxic additives. Because essential oils have a very tiny molecular structure, it takes only 22 seconds for the molecules to reach the brain. They will be found in the bloodstream in 2 minutes, and in 20 minutes, they will affect every cell in your body. That's how fast oils work. We are truly blessed to have God in a bottle, just as the ancients did. I love to use my oils every single day. Would you like more joy or energy, maybe some peace and calm in your life? It takes only seconds. For more information and to download your free ebook on biblical and everyday oils, visit SharonTheHealth.com. That's S-H-A-R-O-N, the T-H-E, health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. This is my gift to you in love this blessed holiday season. I'm Sharon Caron, your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.